The coming persecutions for the believers. These are the words Jesus told the men he picked to continue his ministry, and these are the words that all who decide to follow Christ can take to heart. The mission of the 12 apostles. Jesus sent the 12 disciples, referred to as apostles after his death and resurrection, to the Jewish towns to preach the good news that the kingdom of heaven was near. He gave them the power to heal the sick, bring the dead back to life, heal those who suffer from dreaded skin diseases, and drive out demons. Jesus told them, "You have received without paying, so give without being paid." They were not to take any money with them, and only the clothes they were wearing. He instructed them to stay with someone who was willing to welcome them till they left the town. If the town did not welcome them or listen to them, they were to leave that place and shake the dust from their feet. Then Jesus told them, "I assure you that on Judgment Day, God will show more mercy to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah than to the people of that town." This reading is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 5 through 15, also found in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 through 13, and the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Jesus tells them what to expect. "Listen," Jesus said, "I am sending you out just like sheep to a pack of wolves. You must be cautious as snakes and gentle as doves. Watch out, for there will be men who will arrest you and take you to court, and they will whip you in the synagogues. For my sake you will be brought to trial before rulers and kings, to tell the good news to them and to the Gentiles. When you are before them, do not worry about what you will say or how you are going to say it. When the time comes, you will be given what you will say. For the words you will speak will not be yours. They will come from the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Men will hand over their own brothers to be put to death, and fathers will do the same to their children. Children will turn against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but whoever holds out to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, run away to another one. I assure you that you will not finish your work in all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No pupil is greater than his teacher. No slave is greater than his master. So a pupil should be satisfied to become like his teacher, and a slave like his master. If the head of the family is called Beelzebul, the lord of flies, the members of the family will be called even worse names." This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 25, also found in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 9 through 13, and the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. Who to be afraid of? Jesus said, "So do not be afraid of people. Whatever is now hidden will be revealed, and every secret will be made known. What I am telling you in the dark, you must repeat in broad daylight. And what you have heard in private, you must announce from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. For only a penny you can buy two sparrows, yet not one of them dies without the Father's permission. As for you, even the hairs of your head have been counted. The number of days you will live is known to the Father. So do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows. This reading is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. It's also found in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 2 through 7. Accept or reject Christ. If anyone declares publicly that he belongs to me, Jesus said, I will do the same for him before my Father in heaven. But if anyone rejects me publicly, I will reject him before my Father in heaven. This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Also found in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. Not peace, but a sword. Jesus said, Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the world. No, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I came to set sons against their fathers, daughters against their mothers, daughters-in-law against their mothers-in-law. A man's worst enemies will be the members of his own family. Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow in my steps is not worthy of me. Whoever tries to gain his own life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will gain it. If you try to preserve your life by following the ways of the world, everything you have gained will perish when you die. But if you give up the great plan you have for your life and follow me, you will gain all the real treasure that everlasting life has to offer. This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. It is also found in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 51 through 53. In chapter 14, verses 26 through 27. About rewards. Jesus said to the disciples, Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet because he bears the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a holy man because he is known to be holy receives a holy man's reward. You can be sure that whoever gives a drink of cold water to one of the least of my followers because he is my follower will certainly receive a reward. This reading is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 through 43. Also found in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 41. The final words of Jesus at the Last Supper to the disciples. If the world hates you, just remember that it has hated me first. If you belong to the world, then the world would love you as its own. But I chose you from the world, and you do not belong to it. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. They will respect your words as much as they respected mine. All this they will do because of my name, for they know nothing of him who sent me. They would not have been guilty of sin if I had not come and spoken to them. As it is, they no longer have any excuse for their sin. To hate me is to hate my Father also. If I had not performed such works among them as no one has ever done before, they would not be guilty of sin. But as it is, they have seen, and they go on hating me and my Father. However, this only fulfills the text in their law. They hated me without cause. But there is a help for you which will come. The Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, and who I will send from the Father to you. He will speak to you about me, and you will speak to all about me, because you have been with me from the very beginning. I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. You will be expelled from the houses of worship, and the time will come when anyone who kills you will think that by doing this he is serving God. People will do things to you because they have not known either the Father or me. But I have told you this so that when the time comes for them to do these things, you will remember what I told you. This reading is from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 15, verses 18 through 27, and chapter 16, verses 1 through 4.